Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Willie Wilson joins us again on WGN Radio. Dr. Wilson, it's John Williams. Welcome back to the radio station. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Willie. You're going to do another gas day on Thursday, right?
That's correct. Thursday at 7 a.m. until it run out. So it's probably going to run out at the 50 different radios. I'm sorry, 50 different service stations throughout Cook County.
In the suburbs and in the city. I have the location in front of me, and I will not read them all. But you're all around the city. Why are you doing it again, Willie?
Well, for the last 25 or 30 years, I've been doing this here undercover, per se. Not necessarily a service station gas particular, but light bills and getting people out of jail, nonviolent misdemeanor, paying for people property taxes, and giving out millions of dollars on people on the street, homeless, and things of that nature. And so it's a need this time, just so great. Because of the gasoline price so high, people, containers ask me for money to have gas just to get to work or drop their kid off at the daycare center. And so I was filling up my car one day. It was $75 to fill up. Next day it was $150. And I said that if it got my attention, with my income, I said, what about the other people that maybe not being the same income that I'm in? But I said that, let's do it. So I took the first $200,000 and did it. And I was a little bit disappointed because I only took $200,000. So I came back this week. I'm going to give $1 million worth of gas. And it'd be because I could do it. It's not like I didn't have the money. It's just that I didn't think of it at first. But I saw the need, so I decided let's do this.
Tell people what your business is, Dr. Wilson.
My business is Omark Medical Supply. We sell disposable gloves, face masks, first aid kit, things of that nature. We've been had that for the last 40 years or more. And prior to that, I used to own like five McDonald's restaurant franchise. But we pretty much supply gloves and disposable stuff like that around the world.
Around the world. What's the name of your business?
The website is Omark Medical Supplies. Omark Medical Supplies.
Omark Medical Supplies. And your customers then are hospitals, institutions of all sorts, I guess, huh?
Well, we ain't been that successful getting to hospitals yet. We did it a little bit during the COVID-19, but after that, pretty much we was unable to get those. But we did McDonald's, a restaurant, and stuff like that around it.
This will seem impertinent, but how much money do you have?
To give out, you mean?
I don't even know.
We're giving out $1 million.
I know that, but here's my point. I know other people who, not personally, but there's plenty of affluent people in Chicago who aren't doing this. I wonder how much money you personally have or your company has to be this generous.
Well, there's some everything that I do for my, pretty much myself personally. Let's put it this way. Last year, which nobody pretty much know, last year we given away some like over $4 million to just the churches alone.
I saw that.
Let
me ask you this, Dr. Wilson. We're short of time, but what was your reaction to what happened with the last gas giveaway? And some people were upset that it was creating massive traffic jams. People were getting into fist fights. Some people were annoyed at the behavior of other people in the lines. Now you're going to make this five times bigger. Are you worried about the reaction to your giveaway?
Not really. I put it this way. We are talking and working with that. I must give the Chicago police were very nice to us, and also the Cook County Police Office as well. For this time around, we had a conference call with them this morning. Last time, we just kind of like did it. Look, we don't get this excited when we do something like at the Whiteside Park or the Bears game, or you do something at Grand Park. here somewhat, you got family. We're doing over 40,000 to 50,000 cars this particular weekend that people can't get to work.
So that doesn't exactly answer my question. Are you worried that there's going to be, this is going to annoy, that is, you'll have several thousand people that'll get gas and several tens of thousands of people that won't get gas. Are you concerned about that at all?
Well, we have made an effort, and we did talk to the some of the people today, the police department, help with traffic control. We got a lot of volunteer. We asked all the politicians come out. We got our church members out. We got the community volunteer. Plus, we paid last time over 100 employees. This time, we're hiring over 200 employees to pump the gas and to give traffic direction, you know?
Yeah. I talked to an economist about you the other day from DePaul University, and he said he thinks what you're doing is smart, it's efficient, it gets, you know, aid directly to people. He thought it was a great idea. I do too. I mean, but I just, I was surprised to see the unrest it created, and I just wondered if that was a concern of yours, but it sounds like you're doing everything you can to make it a peaceful passage of the gas to the people that want to wait for the gas. So good luck to you on Thursday. $1 million out of your pocket going back to folks in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And by the way, if people want to see what station located in the area, go to Willie Wilson Facebook. Everything will line up on that.
By the way, I'm sure that people love to spend your money. But if you have any interest in giving to another cause, you know Pastor Corey Brooks is a Southside mainstay. He's up on a roof trying to raise money for a community center. And whatever generosity you have that can go his way would be put to good use, sir.
Yeah, well, we have, believe me, we got thousands and thousands of people asking for dollars. We just kind of like, I kind of help the ones who's on the street and who's about to lose their home, who can't get to work, who's on the street, like, sleeping outdoors and things of that nature, the one at the very bottom. And I let the other people kind of help the rest of them, you know?
I understand that. Listen, Dr. Wilson, good luck to you. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.